Okay, it's time to talk wheels. It's the Car Guy Show with automotive consumer tips, industry updates, interviews, and enthusiast news. If you care about cars, this show's for you. Now you're tuned in, so let's get tuned up with your host. Here he is, Steve Ford, the Car Guy.
Hello and welcome to another segment of the Car Guy Show here, coming at you from the broadcast tower of News Talk 990 KTMS and at the speed of light on the World Wide Web at the original Car Guy website, thecarguy.com. We're connecting you to automotive consumer and enthusiast news, insights, and interviews anywhere you're hearing our signal in Santa Barbara and the surrounding communities. In the range of topics related to cars each week here, as an automotive variety show, we're traveling out to topic areas about car ownership, car care, and news features about trends in the automotive industry for both car buffs and everyday motorists. And the topic we're heading into today merges us right across the margin of everyday motoring and into the realm of modern hop-up insights from one of the hot rod industry pioneers, Bill Newman, founder and chief executive officer of the nationally and internationally acclaimed Camaro-based company Newspeed. For this segment, we're going inside and on site with the radio gear as we sit down with Bill Newman to hear his story and recommendations for taking the best of classic hop-up techniques from the industry and seeing how Bill Newman is making high-performance parts for today's Audis, Volkswagens, Mini Coopers, Fiats, as well as Honda and Acura brands. I sit in the conference room of Newspeed in Camarillo, California, with the founder of Newspeed, Bill Newman. And Bill, it is a pleasure to talk with one of the legends in the industry who's come through from driving your own hot rod on the East Coast to being a leader of an organization that provides parts and components to help higher performance in vehicles to this day here in 2013. Welcome to the Car Guy Show.
Thank you very much, Steve.
It's good to sit down with you. You're smirking as you hear me describe for a moment a reflection back to you coming from the East Coast as a youngster. Your story, the beginning of Newspeed, goes back to you with your hot rod tinkering with a vehicle. You now own a number of vehicles, one of which is a street rod that you take tremendous pride in. You could take a white Q-tip probably to any corner of the vehicle underneath or on top and not find any grease or dust.
Yeah, exactly.
But as a kid, you grew up excited about cars, and today Newspeed provides high-performance parts, suspension components, upgrades for horsepower and output for Audi, VW, Mini, the new Mini that's out.
And now Fiat.
How fun. Mm. And it's great to see Fiat back in the U.S. market. I mean, I can't help but smirk with you about Fix It Again, Tony, and Fabrico Italiano Automobile Turin, mm-hmm. right? People might enjoy the trivia.
Yeah.
Fiat stands for, am I right? Fabrico Italiano Automobile Turin. Fix It Again, Tony. Yeah. I'm kidding. Fiat's expanding into your inventory.
Yes.
There are enthusiasts out there, young people.
Yeah, we have the same theme that we do for all the cars. We make every part that you need. You don't have to go shopping for various parts from other companies or anything.
This is a one-stop.
We'll give you the one-stop, everything, top to bottom, front to back. And so it'll be the same with Fiat.
That's cool. That's exciting. The Mini has taken off beyond anybody's expectations, I think. I think BMW never expected. I don't believe they expected to build a dealership around the car. But now we have a new one right here in town, Steve Thomas.
I don't think so either. I mean, it's just gone crazy. I mean, every stoplight you see a Mini going by. And it's done very well for us to make a line of parts for that.
Absolutely. When you mentioned being able to do something that's front to back, top to bottom, I have to tell you, I'm distracted. I'm thinking it kind of says, we know what you need for that vehicle, right?
Exactly.
And yet somebody may want to go beyond it if they go to full road racing or drag racing or what have you.
Yeah, that's above the limit. Ours is strictly for car guys for street performance.
Right.
I mean, they can
optimizing.
Use it. Yeah, they can use it for a limited type of racing, but not an all-out thing.
Sure.
Because we don't offer roll bars and fire systems and all the other stuff.
Which we should go into, by the way, but I'll go back in history first. For the audience that might not know Newspeed, you have been around for, 30?
We're starting our 39th year.
39th year, okay. So as we sit here in Camarillo, in your offices, as a former editor of a magazine, let's take the audience. The audience is surprising. Well, tell us about where he came from. Scarsdale, New York. Okay, you're climbing out of your crib, getting into elementary school and...
Yeah, went through elementary school and high school. There was no middle school back then.
Okay.
You went from kindergarten to 6th and then 7th through 12th.
Wow. So you were in the seventh grade, you couldn't wait to be a big shot.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was a small school. We only had like 200 kids in our class.
What a gift. What a blessing for
you
to be in such a
small.
Yeah,
because classes were small. Teacher-student
ratio, yeah.
All the teachers had the finest degrees, and they were paid fairly for that.
Yeah.
And we got the best education. And Scarsdale High School, since its inception back in 1923, I'll guess,
sure,
has been rated the best high school in the country. And it still is today, all these years.
Have you gone back to visit the school?
Yeah, because I run the our class reunion.
Okay.
And I get everybody together, and we have a dinner. And
that's great. Now, were you that active, and were you in high school politics? Is that why you were involved? Were you, like, in the class senate or something?
No, because...
You were a hot rodder.
Yeah, I didn't have time for that, but I...
But you care enough about your classmates, you enjoy getting in touch.
Yeah, okay. I keep everybody together.
Fantastic.
And they enjoy it. They always send me nice notes or emails or something now.
It's pretty neat that you put a nice luster on the car guys of Scarsdale.
Yeah, I was now, friends with everyone there.
Tell us about what got you into cars, because I think it's neat to jump to that and just have people understand. A gentleman who runs New Speed, a performance parts manufacturing, design, crafting organization, a hands-on group of people. There was a bridge along the way. What tripped you into automobiles and the passion?
Well, you need to go back to when I was a teenager, before, actually. My big passion was model airplanes. I wanted to be a pilot.
Okay.
Then when you get to be 15, you start to thinking about driving.
Right.
And so it became a combination of...
model airplane engines?
Planes and...
cars.
And cars.
Okay.
And actually, when I was 16, not only did... Well, actually, I bought my first car when I was 15.
Okay.
And then...
what was your first car?
1928 Model A.
Wow.
I bought it from a graduating senior who was going into the military. This would be 1945. And I worked all summer fixing it up. Of course, the paint job was a paintbrush. You know, I didn't know anything about spraying.
Right.
At that same time, I started taking flying lessons in real planes.
Right.
And I soloed when I was 16. And buzzed the high school, you know, during football games.
Isn't that great?
So that was a lot of fun. And
but there's a car connection.
The car thing was because I took auto mechanics.
Auto shop.
Auto shop, wood shop, metal shop.
Okay.
And all these things kind of combined that I could use to help fix the car up.
Oh, that's
and that's
great.
What I used, man.
Wow,
that's
fantastic. So electrical.
And of course, I also took mechanical drawing.
Okay.
Which introduce you how to interpret blueprints and make them if you need to add a drawing.
Right.
And so all this stuff was very important to me.
Look at the foundation.
And I used it throughout my life.
And here you are today running a business.
Yeah.
Now, you came to the West Coast and got, out of all this inspiration of model airplanes leads into cars and buzzing the high school with your flight lessons or whatever in your airplane.
Yeah.
And then growing up and maturing into a responsible citizen and finding your bride and coming west.
Yeah.
You came and ended up at Peterson Publishing, is that correct?
Yeah,
I'm going by recollection. I don't have a document in front of me.
It was Peterson back then. It's, of course, the company's been bought and sold several times since.
But at the time, what magazine did you get with?
It was Carcraft Magazine.
Okay.
They hired me as associate editor.
Yep.
But then I was there about 6 months, and then they had a problem with the staff at Rod and Custom, and Mr. Peterson fired the whole staff.
Wow.
And my boss at the time as editor, Dick Day at Carcraft.
Yeah.
And he and several other editors, ones at Hot Rod Magazine, recommended me to be the editor of Rod and Custom.
So no wonder
they knew my passion.
Yeah. So you were right there.
I was right there. Yeah. So I hired a new staff and started improving Rod and Custom. And actually, the sales and the ideas that I devoted to the magazine and new ideas propelled that magazine to the highest sales that it ever had.
Good. Obviously, you should be proud. Now, the audience can appreciate that I'm trying to give some background with you for them to understand you're a kid from Scarsdale. You come to the West Coast with your bride. You go to work you ended up being a journalist for quite a while. The transition, you watch the growth of the muscle car, performance car, rods and customs, sports cars. There's a point where Bill Newman, our guest today, we're doing a bit on the history of New Speed over here in Camarillo, California. There's a number of aftermarket, that is non-original equipment manufacturers.
that are operating in Southern California, and you're right near Santa Barbara and Ventura. There was a bridge then, again, in your life, where you're a professional in the industry, you're editor of a magazine, you see the growth of the industry, and you step into it now in the aftermarket. There was a point where you thought, you know what, I could make money doing this in the aftermarket. That's where we are today. Tell us that bridge.
Well, you need to go back to Scarsdale a little bit. Because in the 1952, I got my first job at a Ford dealership as assistant bookkeeper. And then I rose to be general manager of a dealership back there, same Ford.
Yep.
And they put me in charge of a new dealership that they'd purchased, a bankrupt dealership. The boss said, Bill, if you go and reorganize this dealership and get it back into the black, we'll give you a 10% share in the company.
Okay.
So after about a year and a half of refurbishing the building and the lighting and hiring new people,
getting you learned the business.
That was really a great training,
right?
Because I learned everything.
Yeah, real world.
Start to finish.
Okay.
I invited my boss to come up and have lunch, and I went over all the accomplishments I did, and said, "Would this be the time for that 10% ownership?" And he just said flatly no, and I just couldn't understand that. But luckily, a few months before that, I took my hot rod to Detroit, where NHRA, National Hot Rod Association, was running their championship drag racing event, and they also had a championship show at the same time, all under the same umbrella.
Right.
So
opportunity.
They were just a few miles apart. And at that show, I met Dick Day, editor of Car Craft, and Bob Green, editor of Hot Rod Magazine. And they saw my car, and they knew that I was doing freelance writing and photography back east, because I did that part-time for my regular position. And they knew my passion, and the car that I had was won first place there. And they said, well, we have an opening at Car Craft. Wondered if you'd be interested. And I said, well, I have a wife and 3 children back in New York. I don't know. We have to all move out. It was a kind of really soul-searching moment. What would I do?
Mm-hmm.
But when my boss said no, I said, well, I have an offer of another position. And if you don't want to follow your word that you gave me, there was no...
He had promised that to you.
Promise, yeah.
Okay.
No
wow.
written contract. And I just said I had another offer, and
meant
I'm
going to
take it.
Yeah.
So that put us on the road to moving to California.
That was it.
Yeah.
So your car, effectively, at this NHRA event, was your resume.
That's right.
So you're smirking again, because it's funny to think about. Who would expect the car to be their resume? It was your calling card that got Peterson Publishing, the two editors, to say to you,
yeah, to come, recognize what I've done.
Right.
And
you're talking original fabrication.
Yeah. You know, gotta do everything.
And that's his line.
Even the upholstery.
And you won the show.
Yeah.
You did upholstery?
Yeah. I had to. I couldn't find anybody to do
what year is
tuck
this?
And roll. That would be like 54.
Crazy. You're talking tuck and roll. Why not diamond tuck?
Yeah. I showed a bunch of upholstery shops. They didn't have car upholstery shops.
Right.
It was just for sofas and chairs and stuff.
Right.
And I showed them pictures of Hot Rod Magazine where they had the tuck and roll.
Right.
They didn't know
beyond
how to do
them.
It. They couldn't do it.
So you had to do it.
So I had to do it myself.
You just had
figured
to
it out.
So you're a hands-on kind of guy.
Yeah.
Okay. There you are. You're in the West Coast. You're working with Pete Peterson and the team and on Sunset Boulevard or wherever they were. Where were they?
Hollywood Boulevard. It was a great time. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And I thank Mr. Peterson from the bottom of my heart for the opportunity he gave me. People that...
Yeah.
They were there. They were all passionate car guys.
Yeah.
There was no...
No half-hearted people.
No, yeah.
You guys were... You had nitromethane in your veins, right?
I mean, these are 100%...
Yeah. High compression.
Guys.
High compression.
The best guys in the
that's
business,
so
yeah.
And you're smirking again, so you have great recollections of that. Now, you got a family that's growing. You see the cash register ringing possibility on the outside of the publishing world. You look out and you see the aftermarket. Take us through the journey from the stepping out of being in the publication and magazine automotive world with Hot Rod Car Craft and Rod and Custom over to the world that brings us here today in 2013 with you ready to tell us a little bit about hot rodding in Audis, VWs, Minis, and Fiats even. Mm-hmm. Fix it again, Tony,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Tell us about this. So what happened that got you to move to the aftermarket? Did you know that you would succeed as you've done here, or has this all been a surprise? And how did it start? Let's start with that.
Yeah, well, I was 5 years at Rod and Custom. I saw a need for better advertising. The advertisers weren't writing to appeal to the customers. So I started Bill Newman Associates, which was advertising, public relations, and engineering consulting to the aftermarket companies.
You did that yourself?
Yeah.
Okay.
So started from scratch.
Like an ad agency, yeah, sort of?
Exactly. I was an ad agency.
Okay. Oh, right in the thick of the muscle car era? And the...
Yeah.
Okay.
I was still doing some freelance work because the magazine still wanted some story. And I did a story. I got cooperation from Ford Motor Company because I knew the people there and then the head PR guy in L.A. And they gave me a new Pinto. It just first came out. And I hot-rodded the car. And it was a 12-month series in Popular Hot Rodding magazine. And it was the most successful series they ever had. And people wrote in and said, where can I buy these parts that you're talking about installing? And so the editor gave me a whole sack of mail asking these questions. They didn't have email back then.
Right.
And so I said, we're just going to throw these out. If you want them, you can have them. And so I said, save them. Next time I'm in, I'll get them. And I answered the letters, and I said, yeah, I can sell you the manifold or the headers and the sway bars and everything
right.
that we'd installed.
Right.
And that started like a little garage industry in my garage at home.
It's your business was founded on the Ford Pinto.
Yeah.
But the 1.6 or the 2.0? What is it?
It was
2.0?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was our premise to start a company, and it still is today.
Same thing.
A small car, high horsepower, great handling, and great mileage.
Perfect.
And that's the philosophy they still have today.
Did you sell any gas tank reinforcement protection things for those Pintos?
No,
I'm sure some people out there could appreciate.
Yeah, you know, it was just
a good little car.
Performance
but
size. I pulled the engine and blueprinted it.
Yeah.
And showed how to do that.
Great.
Painted it, put it all back. It was beautiful.
And it was a mainstream car back then for folks that might appreciate
twin
it.
Cars
Chevrolet
on.
Vega,
yeah.
Ford Pinto.
Yeah.
So it's the little side draft carburetors. What were they, Webers or something?
Yeah, two Webers on there. Yeah. And a Ford manifold. They
pretty
made
cool.
a manifold for that.
That's neat stuff. You're grinning, so it must have been fun.
It was fun. And so we opened a dyno shop at the same time and did actually regular automotive repair, dyno tuning, all kinds of cars, the V8s, the Camaros.
Where was the shop?
In Burbank, California.
What was the name of it?
Automotive Performance Systems.
Okay, so it was dyno tuning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, when the Volkswagen first came to the United States in 1975,
was that wasn't the first bug though, right?
No, we never did air cool. Well, okay. This was the first water cooled.
Okay, so 75 is the first water cooled.
Yeah, the
okay.
Rabbit.
So the first water cooled VW mm-hmm. is what you started with.
Yes.
Okay.
But I saw 100% improvement between the Pinto and German engineering, and I said, the Volkswagen, I need to get in to make parts for that. It's going to be
a hit.
The hit.
And it was.
It had, just to start off with, better handling, fuel injection, which we didn't have in the Pinto or any other cars.
Right.
It was a solid car, you know, no rattles or anything.
Right.
And I saw this was the opportunity to get into that.
And what year? That's 75.
Yeah.
So is that when New Speed begins, really effectively?
We started making parts for that in about 1980.
Okay.
This was our kind of a transition where we really worked with the car.
From high-performance dyno tuning and performance parts at a shop in Burbank,
mm-hmm.
you grow into aftermarket manufacturing with the beginning of the VW.
Exactly.
That's your first car.
And then it came about, I said, we need a name for the parts we're making. You know, Automotive Performance System is like the parent incorporated. That's what we incorporated in 75. So it was just one of those moments that, 2 a.m. where you wake up with an idea.
Yeah.
And I've had a lot of them at that time.
Sure.
And I came up with the name New Speed. Basically, NEU with our name and Speed.
It works.
It worked.
Yeah, and it's taken off.
And it was a great name, and everybody knows it.
Sure.
It's easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And here we are today.
You have to love what you do.
That's the main thing.
Yeah, if you don't, you don't have the passion. The guts to don't just go to get a job and earn a salary.
No.
That doesn't get you ahead, and you're not happy.
No, you got to. You know, there's a quote I read recently. I think it's something like this: "Don't ask what the world needs; Ask what sets your heart on fire,
mm-hmm.
because what the world needs are more people whose hearts are set on fire.
Exactly.
And that quote reminds me of what you're saying, and I think the audience can appreciate it. If they're into cars, stay with us, because we're going to talk about the products of Newspeed. If you're into careers, stay with us, because we're talking about a success story of Bill Newman down here in Camarillo, California.
Yeah.
We're going to go out to a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about performance parts that you can put on your VW, Audi, Mini, or Fiat. You're tuned into the Car Guys Show on News Talk 990 KTMS with our guest, Bill Newman. We'll be right back.
When it comes to keeping your wheels looking like new, the majority of auto glass businesses have state-of-the-art tools and equipment. What is harder to find are the industry-certified craftspeople and the highest levels of service. Tri-County Auto Glass. Rock chip repairs or glass replacement with lifetime repair credit, a positive word-of-mouth reputation may bring you in. Courtesy, quality, and that new window glass shine will bring you back. Tri-County Auto Glass, downtown Santa Barbara, 963-6200. That's 963-6200.
In the old-time movies, you used to see an automobile junkyard as a place with rusty old wrecks and big cranes scrapping obsolete machines. Those days were black and white, and today's a world of digital full color. And in the new era of the green car, Steelhead Auto Recycling is at the leading edge of used auto parts. As new and future cars approach 100% recyclability, more than 70% of even older car and truck parts find new life as they come back in service at Steelhead Auto Recyclers, which means huge savings for you. You'll save on major parts such as engines and transmissions, but you can also repair and refresh your wheels with money-saving body trim and accessory parts, from hubcaps to glass, doors, fenders, taillights, and accessories. With a full-service counter and national parts search power and the new self-service section at Steelhead Auto Recycling, you'll save both ways, plus the security of a full 90-day warranty on all parts. Digital on the web at buyused.net or analog by phone at 683-8557. That's 683-8557. Steelhead Auto Recycling.
Hey, you know about getting the job done right. If you want it done right, do it yourself. Well, that's what car and truck buffs, owners of classics, custom cars, and wise consumers know when they visit Daily Car Bath, Santa Barbara's downtown coin-operated car wash supercenter for more than 40 years. After discovering Daily Car Bath for my own cars, I've returned to give my machines the superior wash and cleaning care that all car buffs appreciate. At Daily Car Bath, you'll find premium hog's hair wash brushes with conditioned soft water and five-star stalls with foaming high-sudsing auto shampoo that literally floats debris off your vehicle's finish, along with consistent high-pressure washing and available non-acid low-pressure wheel and tire cleaner. And for that special finish, DINI spot-free rinse to help dissolve and eliminate mineral spot, and spray wax formulated with clear coat protectant included in the cycle. See why Daily Car Bath is known as the place where customers send their friends. And take it from a fellow car buff: when it comes to the best in car care appearance, you'll find it all at Daily Car Bath. Open 24 hours a day at the corner of Anna Kappa and Coda Streets. Quality, economy, and that showroom shine.
We are back. We have guest Bill Newman here, who is founder of Newspeed in Camarillo, who produces and distributes performance parts and accessories for VW, Audi, Mini, and now Fiat. And Bill, when we went forward toward the break, we were talking about how you got to do what you're doing today. Here we sit. You have an online catalog of all kinds of cool stuff. When I went on to look at your website, I saw it's basically a showcase of many different things you can do. But I'm under the impression that for folks that might have an Audi, a VW, or a Mini, or a Fiat, they can go to your website and find out about essentially packaging bolt-on items that would be the selection of you and your engineering and your design and car enthusiast team here, putting together things that make those vehicles do what? What's the audience need to know about what they can make their VW or Audi do, or Mini?
Yeah, on our website, you can actually see every single, you click on the car that you have, and you can see every single part that's available for that car. You can also see the installation instructions, so okay. You can see if you can do it yourself.
Okay,
or maybe
very well thought out then.
Yeah, or right. Maybe need.
What's the website? Newspeed.com.
Newspeed.com.
And that's NEUSPEED.com.
Right.
Okay, that's for folks that might want to check into that. You now are touching Audi with products that are improving on an exceptionally well-engineered car out the gate. That car is produced today, already intended to be a fine-performing machine. Help me understand and the audience understand what can be done to an Audi that's going to make it better than it already is.
Yeah, well, both the Volkswagen and Audi are really fine engineered cars.
Yeah.
But the factories, and you can say every factory,
yeah,
makes a car that has to suit a variety of buyers.
Mainstream. Yeah, same thing it's always been.
It has to kind of be a middle-of-the-road car.
Right. You move it to the little bit of the fast lane.
Yeah, we move it up a notch.
Okay.
And no matter what they do, we can always improve on it. Probably the first thing people like to do is wheels and tires because it shows.
Okay.
And the next step is into handling.
Okay.
Sway bars, springs to lower the car about an inch.
Nylon bushings.
Yeah.
Now, folks,
polyurethane bushings.
Polyurethane. Not just for the audience. Even if they're everyday motorists, they might appreciate. There's a certain stiffness that you can value when you're making a lane change. Mm-hmm. You don't want that car to be acting like it's sloppy.
No.
And when you put in these stiffer sway bars and springs and polyurethane bushings and insulators, it makes it all a little bit more like a race car. Is that fair to say? Just a little bit more precise.
Just a little bit more, but not a total race car, because
okay,
of course you can go a lot further.
Yeah.
But this is for street use.
Right.
And
when you stiffen the sway bar, when you stiffen the coil springs, when you put in certain types of bushings, it increases the precision, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And it tightens the car up.
Yeah.
And you really take all the lean out of the car.
Right.
And you can make the curves just as fast as you want, practically.
Yeah.
You know,
and
really feels solid,
yeah,
and you feel more
predictable,
secure.
Predictable.
Yeah, exactly.
Performance-wise, engine, exhaust, induction, what's going on there on an Audi or VW?
Yeah, once you get, we always like to do the suspension first.
Okay.
Improve the brakes.
Wow, bigger rotors?
Bigger rotors, better pads,
yeah,
stainless steel, braided brake lines.
Sure.
But once you get the car handling well and it's solid,
yeah,
now we recommend you can do things to the engine.
We usually get the car going fast, then decide to do the suspension and brakes, right?
Yeah,
you're saying do it right. Do the brakes and suspension first.
Yeah, you don't want to go fast and not have a car that...
Let me back up. First thing we like to do when we're 16 is take off the muffler.
Yeah, okay.
I'm kidding. You do exhaust systems too?
Yeah, we do a stainless steel, and it's 100% stainless inside the mufflers and all the tubing and everything.
So it's going to last. What about opening up exhaust for less restriction performance?
Well, we do, but we don't go over the
decibel limit.
The decibel limit that the state EPA says
sure
you can.
Yeah.
So we keep that in line.
Let's stop there for a moment, because folks in the audience might appreciate we're talking with Bill Newman, founder, CEO, of Newspeed in Camarillo, California, about VW, Audi, Mini, and Fiat as performance, as companies that you manufacture performance and accessories for, performance parts and accessories. When you look at the aftermarket today in 2013, leading to 2015, 2020, it's gotten more difficult to produce things that affect the performance of a vehicle as far as the engine goes. Where's that at today? Do you do chips? Are you still doing reprogramming?
Yeah, we reprogram the computers.
Where's that at with the California Air Resources Board? Are they working hand in hand?
That's a very important thing to us.
Yeah.
All our engine products are approved by the California Air Resources Board.
Okay.
We got certificates and license numbers to prove that.
So you can upgrade the performance of a vehicle and still meet emissions, you're saying, right up to 2013 and beyond.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and we were the first company to do this in aftermarket.
85?
About 95.
Yeah.
And it passed the emissions test.
So you're a pioneer.
Before that, sales were going down a little bit, but as soon as we advertised it,
CARB was compliant.
CARB compliant. The sales skyrocketed.
You were the first aftermarket company to do that?
As far as I know, yes.
That's pretty neat. Well, you're obviously...
And we still do this today.
Okay.
All our products are approved. We don't make anything illegal.
Okay. So for Audi, VW, Mini, and Fiat, you have high-performance pieces. Bill Newman, it is an honor to be able to sit down with somebody of your caliber and your tenacity and vision for what you're doing here. And the audience can check out what you have to learn more about what they can do with their Audi VW Mini.
And they can contact us direct.
Okay.
If a person didn't quite know what to do,
they can call
us. We'll walk them through exactly what they're...
This is like sitting with you at your shop, talking about what you do in the shop. And today, it's in a much more sophisticated, computerized, digital age. But we still have car enthusiasts who want to upgrade their cars, and you're still doing hop-up stuff for hot cars out there. Audi, VW, Mini, and Fiat. Bill Newman, thank you.
Bill, thank you very much, Steve.
May I help you?
Yeah, you stock serpentine belts?
Serpentine? What do you have, a snake under your hood? Parts counter, what's up?
Yeah, I need pads and rotors for an 02 Ford Mustang.
Pads and a distributor rotor? You mean pads and drums?
No, pads and rotors. I think I'll try a few more calls.
Larry's Auto Parts, Phil.
I'm looking for pads and front rotors for an 02 Mustang.
Okay, we stocked the pads. What's your concern on the rotors?
Sounds like the pads have just hit metal.
Well, bring them in and let's measure them. There's a good chance we can machine them for a fresh surface and save you money, too.
Well, yeah. Hey, what about windshield wipers?
Well, we stock wipers and we offer free installation. And in most cases, just the refills without buying the entire blade.
More than auto parts, more than service. Along with a national CarQuest brand. Expertise you experience every visit. Larry's 8-Day Auto Parts, Old Town Goleta, 964-3545. That's 964-3545.
I'm Larry's Auto Parts owner, Phil Unander. Our team is here to be your solution.